Thank you for joining Asia's best radio station.
Download latest podcasts of Carry On Harry Show on iTunes.
Now shake hands with celebrities on Singapore talk show, Carry On Harry.
Inviting music composers, producers, artists on board on Carry On Harry talk show for connecting you to worldwide audience. Write to Harry Johal at carryonharry.com or visit www.carryonharry.com for more details.
Hi friends, welcome to yet another episode of Carry On Harry Talk Show with your talk show host, Harry Johal. Today we are going to invite Amy Collette on Carry On Harry Talk Show to talk and discuss about a wonderful book which I came across, The Gratitude Connection. Amy is a personal coach, she's also a book author, and she helps people realize the importance of gratitude in our life, how this gratitude can really transform our life. She has discussed some wonderful tips and techniques in her book, and today we are going to discuss not just the book aspect, but also how gratitude can really help us. So let's get in connection with her and get to know more about our guest on our show, Carry On Harry.
Hello, Harry.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning from Singapore.
Good evening from Denver, Colorado.
Wow. We are sitting at two extreme ends, but, you know, it's really, you know, I really feel honored that at my end, you know, that I have come across you. You are a wonderful coach. I was going through, you know, some of the coaching programs that you conduct and the wonderful book that we are going to discuss with my listeners today. I don't have really words, you know, to introduce yourself.
Okay.
So please tell us a little bit about yourself, about yourself personally, you know, about your life. How did you become an author, coach? You know, what is the story behind you?
Okay, thank you for asking, Harry. I have always been a writer. I've been a professional writer for many years, and I've helped other people edit and publish their books. And I kind of stumbled across writing my own book because I just started compiling all these little things that were working for me and for the people I was coaching with. There are tips and tricks that you can make into a daily practice, kind of like a spiritual practice that just becomes a habit every day and helps you change your perspective from maybe being negative to being positive. So I put together all these things that had worked for me and worked for my clients, and they turned into a book called The Gratitude Connection.
Well, I know that, you know, there's a story behind you, you know, turning up, you know, as a book author. It's not just about, you know, writing a book. You know, I was going through your personal biography published on Amazon that, you know, you have mentioned that gratitude has really changed up your life. So what is it that, you know, was initially and then ultimately, you know, gratitude helped you, you know, emerge out those obstacles in your life, which really, you know, help you become like a champion, you know, who has not just solved problems for your own self, but also you are today solving problems for others through your coaching programs and also this book that we are going to discuss further ahead.
Yes. So The Gratitude Connection came about. I was in a very stressed out place, Harry. I was running my own company and I had a couple of big clients and a few smaller clients. And both of my major clients went away within 2 weeks of each other. One just closed their business and the other one was sold. And so I was almost out of business myself. I was so stressed out, I couldn't even think straight. And all I could focus on was the negative. You know, all I could focus on was what was going wrong. And, you know, we hear a lot about the power of positive thinking, but I didn't know how to do it. You know, I didn't know how to get there. So I started with gratitude. I'd read about practicing gratitude in the morning when you get up and in the evening when you go to bed. So I started doing that. And within just a few days, I felt calmer. I felt more at peace, so I was not so worried, not so anxious or stressed out, and I thought, that's amazing just by itself. But what that did is it also changed my attitude. I could see that I had been focusing on one small thing that was going on, and I had this rich, full life of positive, wonderful things going on that I was grateful for. So gratitude really did that for me. It was huge. And then other people started noticing that. And when you're talking to potential clients, they notice that difference in your energy, and it makes you much more attractive to do business with, because they want someone who's confident and powerful and has solutions to their problems instead of worried about their own problems. So that really made a big difference in my life and helped me build my business again and helped me start a new one, which is the coaching practice and writing the book. And now I even have a podcast, Harry, so I'm an interviewer like yourself.
Wow. I will definitely be, you know, going through your podcast. Earlier I was, you know, in a way spending, you know, about last 1 hour with your book, The Gratitude Connection. You know, it's really, you know, something, you know, which I cherished once, you know, I started, you know, going through your book, because gratitude is such a, you know, wonderful term that it's not just, you know, staying connected with your own self, but also, you know, realizing that how we are somewhere, you know, blessed. And I think your book really puts you in connection with your own self and, you know, make you think about, you know, small things, you know, which you might have ignored in your day-to-day life. Because you see, we are living in a very, very fast-paced, you know, world today. There are so many thoughts which come across. So somewhere, you know, the good self, the good things within us, you know, they get subdued, and, you know, our focus shifts from, you know, being thankful for that particular thing and a moment to, you know, all the worries that we have, or paying bills, you know, meeting somebody, you know, reaching on time, all these things, they really, you know, make us forget the things. But authors like you, coaches like you, and podcasters like you, you know, they really remind us. That's a wonderful thing about, you know, existence of people like you, you know, who really, you know, make us think once again, no, come back. We really have to, you know, pick up the positive things about life. It's just not about positive thinking. It's about realizing our own potential. So while I was browsing through The Gratitude Connection, you know, it made me think, you know, that yes, whatever is written in the book really means a lot. So, you know, Miss Emmy, I want you to, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, in depth, The Gratitude Connection, the book is all about, so that my listeners who haven't read this book, they, you know, realize why Harry is saying this thing. So I want to, you know, make you, you know, speak a little bit about your book, what the book exactly carries, because the author can really introduce the book in a perfect way.
Thank you, Harry. Thank you for spending some time with the book and really understanding what it's about. For your listeners, I would say that it starts with gratitude. And I'm going to back up just a minute and tell you a story. I have a secret mission, Harry, and that is to help raise the positive vibration of the planet. Wow. And so the book, the podcast, all the speaking that I do is really about that. And what The Gratitude Connection is it helps you connect to yourself, to other people, to nature, to spirit, and helps you live a much richer, more joyous life. So, like I said, it starts with gratitude, and you feel the change in your perspective with gratitude, because that's a combination of love and appreciation, which is two of the most powerful feelings that we can feel. But it moves on to how to get your stress and worry under control. It's hard to focus on the positive when you're so stressed out. So there are several chapters about things that you can do to feel less stress and to actually release your worry, let it go, and change that into peace, a positive emotion instead. And then it moves on to forgiveness and compassion and how you can step into your own power of being a leader and a friend and having deeper relationships. So it really covers the entire spectrum of your life, and it's just little easy practices that you can bring into your life every day. Doesn't take a lot of time, but it's a shift in your perspective, and over time it builds and builds that positive energy, and then you're spreading it yourself. You know, when you feel better, you feel happier, you like to share a smile, you like to share a joke, and have someone else enjoy that positive power too.
Correct. And I, you know, what I realized within your book is also that, you know, that apart from, you know, sharing those small stories about, you know, experiences about people, you know, how they wanted to, you know, make their life wonderful by being successful, by earning money, lot of money. But you have made them realize, you know, in a way that, you know, that there are certain techniques and, you know, tools which we can really practice in terms of, you know, understanding the real potential. So I want you to, you know, discuss what kind of tools and tips you have, you know, discussed apart from, you know, sharing the experiences of people, how they, you know, really realize their potential. Because your book is not just about reading. It makes you people think about, you know, what you really mean to do. And it makes people, you know, understand that not only think, but just take an action also, because there are a few steps that you have mentioned within your book. So I want you to, you know, highlight those aspects of your book, that why it makes people, you know, not just read about it, but also make them, you know, do something. There are certain exercises that you mentioned. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what sort of exercises are those, so that my audience feel more enlightened about the Gratitude Connection, the book that we are discussing today.
Yes. Thank you, Harry. The practices, there's a practices in every chapter of the book. And sometimes that's something that you might write down. Sometimes it's something that you just think about. Sometimes it's a meditation or a visualization. And I have an example. There's one that I think everybody can relate to. We all worry about something or someone. And it might even be we worry about ourselves, you know, our health, our money, our relationships, our children. We worry about all kinds of things. And I have a meditation in the book, and it's also on my website. You're listeners can download it for free. It's called Do You Have a Worry Habit? So if you go to my website, amycollette.com, it's under free stuff, and it's called Do You Have a Worry Habit? So what it does is this meditation takes you through looking at something that you're worried about right this minute and transforming that negative energy into peace, into love and peace, so that it's a positive emotion. And you can then do that any time that you're worried about something. You have this technique that you can change that energy and focus on, say a person is ill, someone that you love is sick, and you hold them in your hands and you surround them with love and that positive energy, and then you can focus on that person in a powerfully positive way instead of focusing worry. So that's one example.
Correct. And any other example or tools that you want to, you know, share with us apart from visualization? What are the other, you know, things that can really help us, you know, overcome the negativity within us and, you know, emerge out to be more positive? Because positivity is something, you know, which can make our health look good, and we can influence people in a more positive way. We can even, you know, put somebody who is downer, you know, in a very good perspective by, you know, making it them, you know, realize that there is something else within you, you know. So
yes, Harry, I have a great example. So generally we think of happiness and success in a certain way. We think that once we reach success, that will make us happy. You know, so when we make a great grade in college, yay, we're happy for a minute. And then we set our next goal, right? We're going to get a good job. And so we do that. And then we get a raise and we get, you know, we have all these goals. So as soon as we hit that mark that we've set for our success, we celebrate that for a minute, but then we move on. So happiness always gets pushed out. So we never really reach it. So I ask people to think about happiness and success in the opposite way, that when people are happy, they actually are more successful. And this has been proven by the science of positive psychology. So there's an exercise in my book. The chapter is called Formula for Success. And I talk about this, and it's proven that people who are happier, they have a level of happiness that's higher than the rest of us, they're shown they have superior productivity, they have less burnout, less stress, and they actually make more money. So it's probably worth our time to focus more of our energy on being happy first, and that will lead to greater success. So in the book, at the back of that chapter, are some practices, and I'll share a couple of them with you right now, Harry. For example, everybody has a lot of baggage around the word money.
Got it.
And it, you know, when there's all those bad things about money doesn't grow on trees and it's difficult to get and all of that stuff. So instead of thinking about the word money, think about building wealth. When you're saving your money, you're not just saving money. When you say you're saving money, it sounds like you're depriving yourself of something right now. But when you're building wealth, that has a different energy about it. And it talks about that's you're creating something for your future self that's great. So that's another way to change up your energy. And also, you talked about paying bills earlier, Harry. And one of the things that I've done is I used to just hate to sit down and pay my bills. It just felt like a big chore, and it made me worry about money. Did I have enough? Did I have everything I needed to pay those bills? Well, now I think about it, I have this little old chest. It kind of looks like a chest that came out off of an old ship or something, like a treasure chest, right? So I keep my files about paying bills. I keep my bills in there. And then when I go to pay my bills, I feel like I'm opening up the treasure chest and I'm paying my bills with my treasure. And I'm really grateful for the energy, that I'm paying the power company for my heat and my light and my air conditioning and for my water. I'm grateful. I give thanks for those things that I'm paying for. And then I pay for them with a lighter heart. And that's something that you can try.
Well, I think it's a wonderful idea that, you know, these small things, just like you mentioned, you know, paying bills, you know, normally the attitude of people is that, you know, even it happens with me also sometimes, you know, because earlier I told you that sometimes we are so much busy that we don't realize how blessed we are at some places, you know. It's just like, you know, people like you and the books like The Gratitude Connection, you know, which really, like, you know, remind us that whatever we are doing actually is a sort of a blessing, you know, because we suddenly realize that our appointments are more important than what we are doing in this particular moment. You know, when I am paying a bill, maybe I'm just sitting online and, you know, making some payment, but I don't realize, you know, how blessed I am that, you know, somewhere God has gifted me with this an opportunity that I don't really have to, you know, go personally to that particular place to pay my bill. I have facility where I can pay my bill online, you know, living in this moment and not realizing that, you know, how blessed it is. Rather, you know, I am, you know, worried, oh, I have to meet that particular person. You know, these small things, if we feel, you know, gratitude at that particular moment, you're realizing our importance, I think is a wonderful thing, you know, which really connects us. There are so many examples that we can, you know, talk and discuss about it. But right now, Amy, apart from discussing about the gratitude connection, you know, I really feel, you know, honored to, you know, introduce to my listeners that we definitely have to pay a visit to amycoletti.com because there are some lovely coaching programs as well. And I'm really not selling. It's not been about selling those coaching programs, but I really want people to transform their life by, you know, reading such books, meeting such wonderful coaches and book authors. Amy, I want you to tell a little bit about, you know, the coaching aspect of your side, you know, how people can benefit from these programs, because it really means, I really want you to, you know, speak about it.
All right. Thank you for asking about that, Harry. I call myself a superpowers coach because what I love to help people do is build their strengths. A lot of coaching programs and leadership programs focus on finding people's weaknesses and their dysfunctions and things that are wrong and focusing on that. And I feel like when we focus on our strengths, they really do become like superpowers. And they really help us get rid of any weaknesses or things that we need to work on. It makes those stronger too. So I love to help people work on their strengths, and that's what my coaching programs are all about. I have one that is an audio class that you can download, and it is a series of classes that help you, first of all, with stress and worry, like I was just talking about. They also help you listen to your inner guidance, your inner judgment, and to learn to trust it and use that everyday wisdom in business, in your life, in your relationships. And then finally, about how to build greater happiness and success in your life. That's what those programs are about. And I do also individual coaching programs, and we just talk about exactly what you need at this moment to reach your goals and where you're going in life. Usually it's people are in some kind of transition. They're changing a job or a career, or they're starting a business, or even writing a book. I help people with all those things, and we customize a program to help that person with exactly what they need, and we stay on target, and we work through everything that they need and build those strengths as we go.
I think it's a wonderful service that you are providing, because it's a value. What matters is ultimately the value that, you know, you are making people realize the strengths that they really, you know, have within them. But, you know, we are ignoring those strengths through these audio programs and the sessions that you conduct. I also want to know a little bit about, you know, the superpower breakthrough session that you conduct. You know, what it is all about, and what strengths, you know, it really makes us realize about ourselves.
Well, what that is, Harry, is just an introductory session where I really understand where my client is and what they need and where they're going and what their blocks might be. You know, what is standing in their way from reaching their greatness? So that's when we really sit down and figure that out, talk those things through, and I ask some tough questions. Mm-hmm. And then I also do an assessment to assess what their strengths are. And that can be very enlightening, just to know what their actual strengths are, because people are usually focused on their weaknesses instead of what they do really well and just what their personality holds that can really help them in life.
Correct. I think it's again a wonderful, you know, session people can really go through. So I once again encourage my listeners that do pay a visit to amycoletti.com. You are going to discover a wonderful person. You are going to discover a wonderful book. You are going to discover some wonderful, you know, programming sessions which you can, you know, really look forward to if you really want to transform your life and your life. And I really feel, you know, thankful to you that, you know, people like you, I have decided to, you know, help people. Or like earlier you mentioned that you have, you know, decide are on a personal mission where you want to really make people, you know, realize their potential and turn them into success stories. Not just the financial aspect of the success story, but success in terms of having good relationship and, you know, living a wholesome good life by making them realize about, you know, what strengths they do have and how they can transform their life by paying gratitude, you know, which is quite a common word. Even, you know, people, when we talk about gratitude, they say, oh, I have read so many books about it, gratitude. But, you know, learning about gratitude, how to do practice gratitude, is something, you know, which I really encourage. And the Gratitude Connection book really introduces you with those tools and tips that can really help you. So, Amy, what are the other platforms where this book is available, and how can, you know, listeners really, you know, grab a copy of this?
Harry, the book is available. It's The Gratitude Connection, and the subtitle is Embrace the Positive Power of Thanks. You can find it on Amazon.com. And you can also find me, you can connect with me on my website, Amy Collette, that's AmyCollette.com. And I'm also on Facebook and Twitter and all those places, and I love to connect with people and hear where they are and what they might be needing.
Fine. Any final tips that you would love to share with the listeners about life or about anything that you think that, you know, can really help them, you know, grow up and, you know, make up, you know, some positive impact in their lives?
Harry, I think any time that you need a little boost in your energy, maybe you have a presentation Maybe you have to pay your bills or something that you're nervous about or focused on. Change your energy up. You can do it in 2 minutes or less. Just think of three things that you're grateful for. And take a minute, put your hand over your heart, and really feel your gratitude for those things. And see what kind of difference it makes in your day.
It's a wonderful way of connecting ourselves with the power that lies within us. I'm really indebted to you that, you know, you shared some wonderful tips on my show and you shared a lot of other things about the book. And this book definitely is going to help a lot of people. So I would encourage my listeners that sincerely think about, you know, changing your life by getting in touch with coaches and authors like Emmy. And Emmy, it was really a pleasure connecting with you from Singapore to your end. And I just hope that, you know, I touched all the aspects that you were expecting at your end.
Harry, thank you so much. It's been an honor for me to be on your show, and I appreciate everything that you do for you, for your listeners.
Well, it's lovely, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being in tune with Best Talk Show, Carry On Harry, with entertainment editor Harry Johel on balabalaradio.co.uk, inviting music composers, producers, artists on board on Carry On Harry Talk Show for connecting you to worldwide audience. Write to Harry Johal at carryonharry.com or visit www.carryonharry.com for more details.